A burst of hiring in September helped push the U.S. unemployment rate to its lowest level since July 2008. Along with upward revisions in July and August, Chief Investment Officer Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network says the economy is clearly moving in the right direction. He spoke to us on Skype.
What you have to look at is the trend, and what we've seen is, with the exception of last month, we've been over 200 for a number of months in a row, and that's something that hasn't happened since the 90s.
Job gains were broad-based, with new hires in the construction and manufacturing sectors and better-than-expected growth, 81,000 new jobs in professional services. That's an important distinction, says Bankrate.com senior analyst Greg McBride on Skype.
Most importantly, the type of jobs that are being added this year are better quality jobs than what we had seen in each of the previous years. The leading category for job growth here in 2014 is professional and business services, so these tend to be higher paying jobs.
Stagnant wage growth has been a drag on consumer spending since the recession ended. But rising wages and the steady pickup in jobs could have a downside, especially if you're looking to get a loan. Brad McMillan says that's because a rapidly improving economy could sway the U.S. Central Bank into raising short-term interest rates sooner than many expected.
I've been saying for a long time, I think the bias on the Fed is actually towards sooner and faster tightening than the market is taking into account. And I think those numbers make a March increase much more likely.
The Federal Reserve has slashed interest rates since the recession in an effort to stimulate business spending and boost employment. But some economists say low interest rates, coupled with an improving economy, could fuel higher inflation, which would have the opposite effect of slowing economic growth. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.